Thank you. Then we have the action to identify gaps, challenges, and bottlenecks. There is a list of resolutions also included in the appendix. There, I think it's first necessary to make an analysis of the list of resolutions to see where adaptations are necessary before we can take the next step. So I would propose that we ask to the Secretariat to, based on the listing up they already done of the possible relevant resolutions, they make an analysis what we might need to change to help from UniCE perspective automated navigation. Is that a good proposal? Can you agree with that? Next step. I don't hear objection, so I consider it as agreed. Then action three, harmonize approaches for creating a basis for the deployment of automated navigations and remote operation of inland vessels. So this includes exchanging experience, best practices, etc. I don't think we need a specific action for this later on. To conclude this agenda item, I will invite everybody here to inform us about what is happening on your national level. And in that way, we will tackle that action. Then we have the action to facilitate the exchange of information related to relevant for automation. Also here, I think it's in the first place a question of exchanging information, best practices, and etc. Same goes with for me that's the same with the other resolutions. Yeah. The same with the action to ensure data protection, cybersecurity, etc. Also there, it's in my view, in first instance, exchanging information between UniCE members. Also with action six, evaluate the social impact of automation, harmonize manning requirements, education and training. Also there, exchanging best practices are for me the way forward to tackle that action. And also the last part, assist governments contribute to capacity building and awareness raising, organize workshops, roundtables on automation in inland navigation, and taking part in the United Nations roundtable on intelligent transport systems and automation of transport. Also there, I think it's in the first, it's first and foremost important to keep this forum as a platform of exchanging best practices. So to conclude, I make following conclusions. We can refer to the CCNR definitions of automated inland navigation to tackle the definitions questions. We are not having not the ambition to develop our own definitions. We ask the Secretariat to go through the resolutions they already identified to make an analysis where adaptations might be needed to facilitate automated navigation. And as a last point, we continue our exchange of information, best practices, etc. So on that point, I invite you to share your experiences. Are there any updates to be given? Yes, European Boating Association in Romania.